Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's latest batch of inflation data is due out tomorrow. The median estimate of 14 economists polled by Bloomberg is for a slight quickening to 3.1%, up from October's 2.8%. This, they believe, will reflect higher fuel prices and the weaker rand. The rand's down 3% against the dollar since the re-election of Donald Trump in the US. So, can we expect further interest rate cuts early in the new year? Not so fast, says Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Kganyogo. Well, he didn't actually use that phrase. He's a central bank governor, after all. But he did say that policymakers are proceeding with care on adjusting interest rates to avoid feeling remorse in the future. Interviewed by CNBC Africa, Kganyogo explained that in an environment of uncertainty, it's very important for the central bank to move with caution and not to add to the noise that you have in the data. You don't make policy on the past, said Kganyogo, you make policy on the future. Putting that in a broader context, we're all going to have to wait and see what happens when Trump gets into the White House in January, and that includes Governor Kganyogo. Trump has promised tariffs and tax cuts, and that may see the US Fed lower interest rates there by less than forecast. In turn, that would keep the dollar strong. It would imply a weaker rand, which, as we know, is inflationary. Turning directly to the markets, moves by China's Politburo to shift its monetary policy stance have given both the JSE and the RAND a boost. Beijing has signaled that more monetary policy easing is coming in a bid to lift China out of its deflationary spiral. As a result, the JSE All-Share and Top 40 closed last evening, both up just under 1%. A boost in China's economy implies a boost for South Africa's commodities. China is our biggest export destination. The RAND went to its best level in a month on the news from China, 17.82 this morning to the dollar, 18.81 to the euro, 22.71 to sterling. London's FTSE closed up 0.5%. No effect, of course, in New York, where the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq, all down 0.5% or slightly more. Tokyo this morning is flat. Hong Kong, after gains of nearly 3% yesterday, is up another 1% this morning. Sydney down 0.7%. The US dollar itself slightly easier at 106 to the euro. Gold at 2,669, platinum 938, Bitcoin just over 96,850, Brent crude oil just under $72 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.